USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I'll do it myself if I have to. I have a lot of powers with respect to executive orders, and we're looking at that very seriously right now.
President Trump at the White House on Monday hinting at possible executive orders regarding a new coronavirus stimulus relief bill and getting money in the hands of families that are still suffering during the coronavirus pandemic. The president continues regarding Democrats' wants in the bill.
They're slow rolling it, and all they're really interested in is bailout money to bail out radical left governors and radical left mayors like in Portland and places that are so badly run.
Researchers at Johns Hopkins University say the United States on Sunday saw 47,000 new cases of coronavirus. That's the lowest that we've seen in the last 4 weeks. You're listening to USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052 or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Balance of nature, changing the world one life at a time.
I think just taking the balance of nature, I really feel like I just plain old-fashioned feel better. And it's really a noticeable thing. So that to me is significant. It really is.
Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Call 1-800-246-8751 or go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Remembrances are taking place in El Paso, Texas, to mourn the loss of 23 people who were murdered in a Walmart. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the details.
It's the one-year anniversary of the deadly El Paso Walmart mass shooting when a total of 23 people were shot and killed and 23 others were wounded. It launched a flurry of legislative hearings that included Ed Scruggs with an organization called Texas Gun Sense. But he says despite the initial outrage, nothing has changed since a year ago. Because of the coronavirus, reunions and memorials today to mark the anniversary are being held virtually.
9 people are dead and 24 others hurt after another weekend of violence in Chicago. The first incident left a 9-year-old dead. Police say the child was an unintended target when shots were fired toward a group of people. Last week, Chicago Democratic Mayor Lori Lightfoot requested more security for herself. USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
The National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Isaias is about 90 miles southeast of Brunswick, Georgia. It's also moving to the north at 13 miles an hour. The storm is expected to strengthen into a Category 1 hurricane before making landfall along the coasts of South and North Carolina. North Carolina Democratic Governor Roy Cooper says his state's been through this before.
North Carolina emergency managers have been carefully planning for the storm response in a COVID-19 environment. We know how to plan, prepare, and respond when it's over. Nothing about that has changed. But this time, we're going to have to do it with a mask on.
The world's biggest motorcycle rally is set to take place in South Dakota. USA Radio Network's John Hunt has the details.
Sturgis is on. The message has been broadcast across social media as South Dakota, which has seen an uptick in coronavirus infections over recent weeks, is bracing to host hundreds of thousands of bikers for the 80th edition of the Sturgis Motorcycle Rally. More than 250,000 people are expected to rumble through western South Dakota seeking the freedom of cruising the boundless landscapes in a state that has had no lockdowns. The August 7th through 16th event, which could be the biggest anywhere so far during the pandemic, will offer businesses that depend on the rally a chance to make up for losses caused by coronavirus.
More news can be found online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.